Welcome to Interviews with Kimmy Rose and Donna Visaki, a lively and provocative conversation with some of the most dynamic change makers of our time. Be inspired by today's top metaphysical experts, authors, and speakers in the mind, body, and spirit arena. Get ready to ignite your beautiful spark and release the power within. Call Kimmy and Donna now at 888-627-6008.
Welcome to Interviews. I'm Kimmy Rose and Donna Visaki joining you on the first day of June of 2014. It's just weird because I'm like, swimming pool time, you know? So,
no, I know. My granddaughter's just so excited. They opened their pool over the weekend at her apartment complex, and she was just chomping at the bit to get in it.
Isn't it funny how I know my mom and dad, they have a pool, and it's a heated pool, and it's like I just said, gosh, I can't wait, you know, to swim. And so they're, you know, their pool's open, and now it's like, I'm going to make the time to go swimming. And then my girlfriend just invited us to go camping, and I'm just like, I need to go camping. I need to get away from – I love to be out in nature. I'm a nature person, so.
Well, and that's perfect because that's what we're going to be talking about with our guest later on this afternoon.
Yes.
You know, about St. Francis, who was a lover of nature. So you must be feeling that.
Yes, and both of us got to feel that when you were here. So, because looking at our guest, he has this wonderful place, and it's very similar to the energy of Lord's College, where I took you, and it has very much a lot of the same practice, I found out. So, and it talks about peace. Simplicity and peace. And it is actually circular. It's like a circular energy because St. Francis believed in working. I don't know if you knew this, but walking the circle.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh. We'll have to talk to our guest about that. Our guest today is going to be Bruce Davis, and he will be joining us at about quarter after the hour this morning or afternoon, depending on where you're at. And so he is a scholar and a researcher and knows lots about St. Francis of Assisi. So we're going to be talking more about him and also about our new Pope, who named himself after St. Francis. So it's going to be a delightful conversation, but I really did enjoy. Kimmy has a beautiful place, a huge piece of property that's all green and lush and everything. And it was so nice to be there. And just there is a lot of peace and opportunity for meditation on your property, Kimmy.
You know, it's funny because I actually was out there yesterday for about an hour and a half. I was going through my house because we had went out of town for a graduation, and it was so nice because a Native American friend dropped by and said, come on, let's go take a walk. And he says, do you see this? And I said, yeah. He goes, spend time every morning out there. I go, you know, it's interesting because my friend Donna came out and she did that. And I need to do more of that. But, you know, I'm not used to being in the mode of work that you're in. So it was like a new experience for me because I'm used to being the one that come and speak. But setting that up was different. And I can honestly say I have a whole different view of just honor and respect for the work that you do. And anybody that's a speaker or anybody that does that should have great appreciation for what you do because it is not easy.
Thank you.
And I can honestly say I don't want to do it again. And it's like by myself because I couldn't figure out. Many times I'm like, well, why don't you do it? And then you teach too and you do this. And I'm like, Oh my gosh, that's really hard to do. Like I literally was exhausted. I dropped on. It was funny. I dropped Don off at the airport, and I went and pulled over at a Burger King and slept for an hour. I couldn't even drive. Do you remember that when I drove you? You had to. I didn't drive. You drove.
I
But
drove to
it.
the airport, yeah.
Yeah, I was so. I felt so bad. Our last moments together. I slept. But it's like. But I'm, you know, it's like I'm working. I think it's a different wavelength. So like when you're on one wavelength, it's better. And this just really tells me a lot about, you know, even when you talk about priests and you talk about different people that choose different paths, it makes sense to me that you sh everybody has like a certain like place that you know, that you should be in and you work in. But to do it all, I really think we're in a time now where it's more about community and everybody working together than rather doing it all, because it's just, and you and I have both been going through that and talking about that.
Yeah, we
So,
have.
but people loved you, and it was just, you did such a wonderful job. I'm excited for the video to come out, and we will be getting that edited, and you'll be able to see Donna's wonderful speech and her teaching. And just, I'll tell you, if you want someone to inspire you, you've got to, you know, book her and have her come out and speak, because she's wonderful. Absolutely wonderful.
Well, and Kimmy followed me. I opened for Kimmy, and she had amazing talk as well, and so much to share. And so it was a beautiful night, all in all. So I really enjoyed being in Toledo and in Kimmy's hometown. It was just wonderful. So thank you for inviting me to come. And you know, it is much more fun to just kind of show up as the speaker.
It
And you know, unload your little bag of stuff in that and not have to deal with everything. So I really enjoyed that. So thank you for that opportunity.
Well, I thank you for coming, and I am going to tell you that it's funny. I ended up making dinner the next day, and I felt so bad because I'm like, oh, I'm like, I didn't make her anything when she was here, but we were running and running, and I thought, what? This is like crazy. I felt so bad, you know. So I apologize that I was not able to be more of a hostess when you were here.
That's okay. But we did have frickin' chicken, which was pretty cool. Those little frickin' chicken nuggets, and then we had frickles, which are fried pickles. Now that was something awesome. So I got to sample some of the food from the region. It was really good.
It
Really, really
was.
good.
I didn't get her again to get to take her to Tony Paco's, which I said it right, Paco's. I get teased here because I say Paco's because, you know, I'm Canadian, and you know, it's like you got to take ever someone. You got to go to Tony Paco's, and Donna didn't know who what Tony Paco's was, and I was like, you know, Jamie Farr and MASH, and she's like, no. I'm like, wow, you're the first person. And I'm like, well, of course, because you are more into the like into in your world of like is it's more spiritual, and also even that if you did you notice that there were more junk food places
Oh,
here too?
well, I
There
think we
are.
have plenty of junk food places here in Colorado as well. But I just probably didn't pay attention to Jamie Farr's MASH talk about Tony Paco's, or because I didn't, you know, it didn't resonate with me because we don't have them out here. And we tried to go there, remember? But we were always so late by the time we got done with all of our running around and everything that they were closed. So
Right, you're
next
that's
time.
right. And
Next
I
time.
but and I want to thank you know, Mark for at Laughs Inc. If you are from Toledo and you're listening, you got to come out. It's a great place, great club, and oh my gosh, the humor and just, you know, laughter does heal. It really does. So it was nice, and it was beautiful, and everybody who put their energy into it. Thank you. It was a great night. It really turned out nice. And thanks to my little girls who love you so much.
Yeah, it was a great evening and a wonderful space. I love that space. So, and we have to go to a break and we will be right back on interviews. And we're going to bring on our special guest today, Bruce Davis, right after this. So stay tuned on Interviews with Kimmy Rose and Donna Vasaki. Are you looking to live a more expanded and balanced life? Do you hunger for information about the mind-body-spirit connection? Hi, this is Donna, here to share how you can ignite your passion for expanded living with Bella Spark magazine. Bella Spark brings you informative articles on spiritual evolution, alternative healing, sustainable living, diet, nutrition, life after death, and cutting-edge developments on topics such as the quantum field and more. With each issue, Bella Spark magazine shares in-depth feature interviews with the most prominent voices in the spirit, mind, body arenas. Popular food bloggers bring you new and delicious recipes, and each issue provides the information, insight, and inspiration you need to reveal and nurture your own unique, beautiful spark. Subscribe today and get your first issue free, only $15 per year. Ignite your spark and live your life on purpose. Sign up today at BellaSparkMagazine.com.
Kids are going through challenges more and more these days, and Bedford Public Schools and the community has joined together to celebrate Bedford on Friday, June 27th, kicking off the evening with fireworks, and Saturday, June 28th with a parade, a color run, and Matthew Caracas from the band Citizen, Sam DiArmond, Chris Caracas, and others during the day to pay respect to the many kids who've passed away from Bedford Schools. And in the evening, there will be a concert, a tribute to the Eagles. Tickets are $7 to raise money for A Tree of Life to be placed in the courtyard at Bedford High School. Purchase tickets at Light the Way by calling 734-854-1514. Celebrate Bedford. Celebrate life. Are you interested in weekly guidance, classes, family retreats, and a support system that helps your family through the ups and downs of life? Go to KimmyRose.com and sign up for her weekly newsletter. Read articles that will lend support to your family and check out the weekly forecasts for you. Take a look at the week ahead. Kimmy Rose is the minister of Sanctuary of Light and dedicates her time to working with families with gatherings, a community garden, and space where you can spend quiet time.
Hi, this is Kimmy. If you want to get a hold of me for a reading, a crystalline consciousness session, or Reiki, or you're interested in classes, come and visit me at Light the Way. You can go to LITETheWay.com or you can call 734-854-1514. That's Light the Way, LITETheWay.com.
And welcome back to Interviews. I'm Donna Vasaki here with Kimmy Rose on this first Monday in June. Thank you so much for being with us. And we have a very special guest with us this afternoon. And I have to tell you, it's about his book, Love Letters, St. Francis and St. Clair of Assisi Meet Pope Francis, is the second book by Bruce Davis to have St. Francis of Assisi at its heart. As one of the world's leading secular authorities on the inner life of the Reverend Saint, Davis, who for many years resided in Assisi, is ideally suited to retrace these steps from a fictional standpoint. But he does so with a purpose, to shed light on whether the new namesake Pope can really renew the first Francis's promise of a compassionate and humble church that protects the poor and underserved. Much like the subject of his works, Bruce prefers to live in a modest and unpretentious life with his wife, Ruth, and they cater to others who seek the beauty and grace of silence. They're the proprietors of two world-renowned silent retreat centers, first in Assisi, Italy, and now at the gateway to the California wine country. Silent Stay is the name of this hilltop splendor, and it's where Davis penned love letters. Through the years, Davis studied and... I lost my place here. Through the years, Bruce studied and lived with spiritual teachers in India, Philippines, Germany, and Indonesia. And for many years, he and Ruth led a program of taking teenagers from one of America's wealthiest communities into the poorest neighborhoods of St. Francis to give food to people living on the streets. Please welcome to the show today, Bruce Davis, author of Love Letters, St. Francis and St. Clair of Assisi Meet Pope Francis. Welcome to the show, Bruce. Nice to have you with us today.
Thank you for having me. It's good to meet you both.
Well, you know, it's fascinating. I was telling you off the air, in that I am just in love with Pope Francis and what he stands for and believes in and everything. So I'd like to know how you came to write this book, because I know you have studied St. Francis and St. Clair of Assisi for many, many, many years. So I guess you understand the connection. So how did this book come about?
Yeah, well, for the last 12 years, my wife and I were living in Assisi, Italy. And for people who don't know us, it's a very small little town on top of the hill in the middle of Italy. And it's very spiritual, very peaceful place. And people come from around the world, and they can just feel the peace of that place. And we were fortunate enough to live there for 12 years and run a retreat center. And then we moved back to California and started a retreat center here near Napa, California. And during this time, there became a new pope named Pope Francis. And we never really expected such a thing. I mean, it's the first time in the history of the church that a pope has taken on the name of Francis. And those of you who have been to the Vatican, it's probably the exact opposite of Assisi. Assisi is a little sleepy town on a hill, just simple peace. And the Vatican is this great big marble structure of power and politics and the rich and the famous. And to have St. Francis living in the Vatican, that just stimulated our imagination. Like, imagine if this man is really a brother. So in the first few weeks of Pope Francis, I wrote this book about the new pope. You know, is he really a brother? And if he really walked in the steps of St. Francis, what would happen? What would the church look like? Because, you know, between you and me, until now, the church has lots of problems. There's not only scandals, but it's more about control and rules in ceremony, and they try to keep everybody in line. And this is not the spirit of St. Francis. And the spirit of St. Francis, it turns out, and the steps of Pope Francis are very much the same. It's a whole new energy, and it's just incredible. You know, the Pope talks about having an open mind and looking into our hearts. He talks about to know God is to have a love affair. I mean, it's just a whole new life for the church.
You know, that's so true. And he talks about creation, and St. Francis talked about creation. And I believe, and I'm trying to get the words of what Pope Francis, he talked about creation not being a property, which can rule over at will. And he said, even less, it's the property, only a few creation is a gift. It's a wonderful gift that God has given us, so that when we take care of it, we can use it for the benefit of all and always give great respect and gratitude. And he said to safeguard the creation of nature, of love, of the animals, of people. And he said that we are custodians of creation. And that's what St. Francis said, too. I think that's beautiful. Exactly. How, and here you have, you are following in those footsteps, for you are in a place that respects that.
The Pope is putting his arms around creation, and he's putting his arms around the poor, and that's who St. Francis was. He says, you know, we have to, we're one human family. It doesn't matter what religion, what country you come from. We're one human family, and we need to watch out for each other and listen to each other, not judge each other, and take care of one another.
Yeah.
Okay. I totally agree too.
So if Pope Francis is to continue following in the footsteps of St. Francis, how would the church change? What would that look like?
I don't know, but it's a great question for all of us. Like, what would a really living church look like? You know, a church of joy, not so much about rules and telling everybody what to do and who's right and who's wrong. What would a really living, giving church look like? I mean, for St. Francis, the prayer was, Lord, make me an instrument. So imagine in all the churches, people were praying, Lord, make me an instrument. Where there's fighting in my family, let me be an instrument of peace. Where there's hurt at work, let me be an instrument of healing. You know, where there's sorrow, let me bring joy in the community. Imagine if the church and everybody in it, you know, really carried that prayer. It's so different than the old church, which really was more about telling people, I'm right and you're wrong and this is what you should do and this is a ceremony. And it was more formal, you know, and it wasn't about us normal people. So it's a time for all of us. And I don't think one person can change the church, even a pope. But he can inspire all of us. And I'm inspired that not only Catholics, but people of all religions adopt that prayer of St. Francis. Lord, make me an instrument. It would be a very different world we could live in.
That's what I have written on my wall at work. It says, Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace before I work with people. And I truly believe that we are instruments, and I really believe that if you think, you know, Catholic means universal,
right?
That's the meaning. And so it's just, I don't know how you feel about this, but I'm also a medium, and I love Buddhism isn't a religion. It's just a way of life, and I do see that you bring in, it's like there's a oneness that comes in your space. And I have a question, and it's also a message that I got, that Pope Francis is here because we are in the time to help us to bring out the teachings that have been set aside in many ways, many books, but not necessarily to cause disharmony, but to do it through example. Do you feel that's true?
Totally. And you know, we have a center for people of all religions come, because it's not really about religion, it's about a religion of the heart. And in the heart, we're all the same. And to become instruments, that means we have to get to know our own heart. We learn about patience and compassion and openness and listening and giving and generosity. These are all qualities of the heart. And St. Francis and the great saints and all the religions, they're teaching us qualities of the heart. And so it's not really about religion. It's about getting closer to our hearts. And unfortunately, in today's world, it's so mental and so intellectual that we become separate from ourselves, separate from our hearts, and separate from each other. So hopefully the new Pope and the Dalai Lama and other spiritual teachers, they will lead us more into going inside our own hearts and listening to the silence inside. Because in our own inner silence, that's where we discover our true essence, our true awareness. That's where we find patience and generosity, our own light, our love. You know, our heart is our greatest resource. And the schools and many of the teachers, many of the churches, they don't teach this. So hopefully the Pope will redirect us. It's a very powerful time.
I believe that, yeah.
Yeah. You know, I'm reading an article that you had posted, I think on Huffington Post in that, but I thought this was fascinating because you talk about how important it is that we find the joy in life and everything, and that being in denying the self is not, does not work, is not the way to go. I'm reading a a sentence here. It says, being poor and suffering is not a path to holiness, but about being poor and suffering. Similarly, being successful and healthy can be a distraction if we are busy acquiring possessions and forgetting about our heart and the hearts of others. Talk a little bit about that concept, because, you know, so much of a lot of teachings and even people in the kind of the new age arena think that, you know, you have to be poor and you can't have things in order to know God.
Yeah, what happened was in the medieval ages at the time of Francis, they got everything turned backwards. They thought if you give everything away, you would become spiritual and holy. But the other, it's really exactly the opposite. St. Francis went up the hillside of Assisi, and he found peace. And as he found this deep peace in his heart, having possessions was not so important. And being busy and struggling like his parents were in their shop in Assisi was not so important. And then he traveled around to many hilltops around central Italy, and he would sit out in beautiful nature and silence and go deeper in his heart, and he found all this great vastness inside, and he felt very wealthy. And so it begins with finding the treasure in our heart, and then we don't chase so much the outer treasure. But what happened was that people who didn't understand the path, they thought, oh, I have to give all my possessions away. If I'm suffering, like St. Francis was sick a lot, maybe if I'm suffering, that will make me holy or special. No, they got it reversed. What happens is that if we discover our own peaceful nature, we don't want to compromise and just be busy and live the hectic life. We'd rather have more simplicity. So first comes finding the qualities of our own heart. And then we start choosing that I don't need a big house. I don't need an expensive car. I mean, I could have them, but they're not important. I'd much rather have inner peace. And so the church, and in this, in many religions, everything got reversed. Instead of understanding, first comes the heart, and then you start making choices that I don't need to accumulate wealth. I'd much rather accumulate one good friend. I don't need to accumulate all these things. I'd much rather be serving the people who need, because that's what's satisfying to my heart. So everything got turned around, and we still need to heal that message because there's much confusion about it. Suffering does not bring us joy. For many years, we worked with homeless people, and they're not happy. It's a very difficult life. They're living on the streets in the richest country of the world, and most people treat them terribly. And it's not a path to joy. But we would bring them food and hug them and tell them they're not alone, and so we would have moments of joy. But all of us, we have to change these teachings, and they come from the medieval ages, and they've never been changed.
Oh, I so, yeah, that makes a lot of sense to me. And Mother Teresa shared a lot of that. So tell us, if we were to, and I'm just closing my eyes, to come to a retreat, what would we experience? Come to one of your retreats. What would our experience be?
It's really important. Now we call it unhooking, and at times of St. Francis, which is dropping out of the hectic life, and you go up the hillside and just really be with the beauty of nature and simple peace. And what happens is that when people come visit us, we're on many, many acres on top of a hill with views in all directions, and it's just quiet. And the quiet outside helps us to find this quiet place deep in our hearts. And so the two support each other. And so we encourage people in their meditation to offer everything in your heart, all your worries, all your concerns, just offer it. And the second part of the meditation is go deep in your heart as you can and feel your own quiet as much as you can. Feel the peace deep inside. And what happens is that our awareness begins to rest and it expands. We find this big vastness inside our hearts. And that's who we really are. There's a big valley of peace inside each of us. And so when we come in retreats, we can find this big vastness deep inside our hearts, and that's when change begins happening, just to listen deeply inside. Most of us, we're so busy living outside that we forget about that there's a whole inner life for us. You know, it's not a question of one or the other, but we need to take time for our inner life. So on retreats, people have this beautiful nature and peace and quiet, and this quiet helps us to find our inner quiet. And when we find our inner quiet, then you want to receive it as much as you can. We tell people many times during the day, just receive deeply the inner quiet that you find in your heart. And as a psychologist, I found that this is very healing. In fact, silence is perfect psychotherapy. Instead of talking to people for an hour, I much rather sit with them in deep silence inside their hearts. And this heals a lot of our fears and anxiousness, and we realize I'm okay. The harmony of nature is also my inner harmony. And so it's very important for us to get out of all the gadgets and all the media and feel our own deep quiet and listen deeply in our own hearts. And that's what St. Francis did. That's what Pope Francis did in his training as a Jesuit. And many of the people that we respect in the different religions, the Dalai Lama, he gets up and meditates for hours every morning. They're spending time listening deeply to the quiet in our own hearts.
Silence, the silence. And I always think of when I ask people to go to the void, most of the people that I ask that to, they will, that are really peaceful, there's no fear of the void. They just know that that's just a place of just the vastness. And the Dalai Lama, doesn't he say that that gray is the most beautiful place? So if we erase the pendulum, right? We get rid of the pendulum. Nature does that for you, doesn't it? And exactly. That to me is a beautiful thing that you're doing. And my daughter, she wrote, "I believe, I dream, I learn," and just to keep going, you know. And she says, but she told me, put her hands on my feet, and she said to me last night, she goes, "Are you on the radio tomorrow, Mommy?" And I said, "Yeah." She goes, put her hands on my feet. She goes, "Stay still." So that was a message for you. She was picking up on you that I needed to stay still. And so I'm sitting here Indian style and just in just a simple stillness. So thank you for your energy. It's beautiful.
Well, thank you, ladies. You know, in Buddhism, they talk about emptiness. St. Francis used to call it Lady Poverty. And it wasn't about poverty on the outside so much. It was about this empty place inside that you can just sit with Lady Poverty, and she takes you on a wondrous journey in our hearts. And so this emptiness, this vastness, this void, Lady Poverty, it's in all the religions. But they don't teach us that we need to make friends with this place. And when our awareness rests in this place, we find a wholeness that's very special. Instead of being uptight and frantic, we can just breathe, and Lady Poverty will take us on a journey. And Buddhism has many beautiful writings about the importance of emptiness. It's all the same journey because we all have the same heart and the same vastness inside.
I love
that.
So
a retreat, no matter what religion we are, we want to receive the gifts of the deep heart.
You know, it's really interesting because I do go to the Buddhist Center, and it is in Ann Arbor. And the lady that teaches it is an ex-Catholic, but she was told by a priest, she said, "I want to learn to meditate." And the priest said, "If you want to learn to meditate, go to where they are the experts." So she ended up going to the Buddhist Center. I don't know that the priest knew that she would not be a nun anymore, but I thought that was kind of interesting. She's a Dharma teacher, which is, I think, great. So,
well, there's a deep history of meditation in the Catholic Church, too. The first contemplatives went into the desert, and all the mystics, they were meditating. And when any Catholic sits in front of the Eucharist at the altar, with the Eucharist. So it's in the West as much as the East, but for many people, we've lost the teachings in the West, so we've gone to the East. And I've done both, and it's beautiful, but it's in the West.
So he's talking about it in the West. What he's saying is it's all coming together, you know, and it is coming together. Well, we got to go to a break. I can't believe this. So we probably should do that, shouldn't we?
Yes, let's take a break. We'll be right back on interviews right after this.
Light the Way has been in business for 18 years. Kimmy and her mom, Carolyn, would like you to stop in and say hi. As well, our services of consultations, Reiki, massage, hypnosis, and CCT, we have a gift shop. Books, candles, and essential oils, jewelry, gift certificates are always available. Just 5 minutes from Toledo in Lambertville, Michigan, located at 8050 Sommerfeld Road. Call us at 734-854-1514. We're open 6 days a week. On call 24 hours a day for you at 734-854-1514 or visit www.lighttheway.com. Stop in or phone Light the Way for a psychic reading, massage, dream interpretation, Reiki, CCT, or hypnosis. Open 6 days a week and located at 8050 Sommerfeld Road, Lambertville, Michigan. We're just 5 minutes from Toledo, and our family has been operating for 18 years. We offer phone readings 24 hours a day by calling 734-854-1514 or visit lighttheway.com. Light the Way is still open, then you can call Kimmy or her mother Carolyn for a psychic consultation, astrology, massage, Reiki, CCT, or hypnosis at 734-854-1514. You can also pick up a copy of Kimmy's book, Wake Up Your Intuition, The Sun, Moon, and Venus, a simple guide on how to get the most out of your man, chicken soup for the power mom soul, and bless you book. We do telephone and in-person appointments. We are located at 8050 Sommerfeld Road, near the corner of Sommerfeld and Secker Road. Visit lighttheway.com. Want to stop smoking and just need a little help? Need to fit into those shorts? Hypnosis can help. Go to lighttheway.com and see the many pictures of people who have lost weight and kept it off. We also sell CDs and MP3s. Call Light the Way at 734-854-1514. We do hypnosis for smoking, weight loss, anxiety, and many, many more things. Located just 5 minutes from Toledo in Lambertville, Michigan, Light the Way, guiding you down a better path. That's lighttheway.com.
Welcome back to Interviews. I am Kimmy Rose, and we have Donna Vasaki. She is a wonderful, beautiful person, and I just wanted to give, I miss her. I feel like my best friend went away, but she's still in my heart. And Bruce, you are amazing, beautiful person, and you own the Silent Stay Retreat. And I have to say something, that what I love about you is that you, I keep seeing the word awakening. And it's like I feel that you, when people are come to your space, and really, it's not really. I don't think you. If I have a space here, but it's, to me, it's everyone's space. And I believe St. Francis talked about that too. And it's about being in the moment together, expressing love. And it feels like, and I have to ask you, how did you find your space? I mean, did it find you? Because there's something important, because people need to come there, but I want to know how you came to journey to find that space, the silent space,
We were living in a retreat outside of Sisi, Italy. and which is so peaceful. But we knew we would not stay there because ultimately we're not Italian, and we got children and grandchildren in California. And we were just driving around one day, and we just drove right to this property. And it happened to be on sale by the bank, and we thought, wow, we would never be able to afford to come back to California. But it was on sale for half price, and we knew we had to buy it because it's so peaceful here and so quiet. And so our work is to invite people into real quiet, because they live with so much noise, they don't even hear themselves. They can't even listen to their own hearts. So we want to make a very pure place for people of all religions to come listen to the quiet of their own heart. And people love it. They come for 3 days, and some people come for several weeks or longer, just to be in pure quiet and to listen deeply inside. And in our culture, there's not much opportunity for that. Either
that's
have to
for
be
sure.
A certain religion or... Yeah, so it's just our service. Our service is to offer a pure place of quiet for people to come and just be and enjoy some peace.
And Bruce, where can people find out more about it? What's your website and where's their information on Silent Stay?
It's silentstay.com, so it's very easy. S-I-L-E-N-D, stay, S-T-A-Y.com, all one word. Silentstay.com and the books are listed there and the retreat and all the information. And we enjoy hearing from people. We enjoy supporting each other. Send us an email. You know, we're all in this together.
And I am posted. I did post your website on Facebook, and we will put it in the newsletter because, and I have a feeling that that our family, my family, will be visiting you soon. So you are what you're doing. It is beautiful, and it is really truly in alignment with creations. You are so amazing, and I feel honored to be talking to you, so thank you.
Well, and Bruce, I have a question.
Talking to you. Yeah.
Bruce, have you sent a copy of the book to the Pope? And what if he and when he reads it, what do you think he will say?
I hope he will realize that we're his brother and sister and that we love him and continue doing all the good work. No, we have not sent a copy. We don't have any real connections to the church. We know a few priests, and we're asking people who has a connection to the church to help us out, to tell people in the church about the book. But we're just a couple living on a hillside in California. We have no organization. We're just simple folks, and it's our service is to offer a place of silence for people. And we wrote the book because we're excited about the possibilities of St. Francis living in the church today. But if somebody has a connection to the Pope, please send it to him. Otherwise, I think he gets a lot of mail, and I don't know what would happen. But if somebody has a connection to the church, we appreciate it.
I would love to do that for you because my family, we have priests in our family and connections, and it would be an honor for if you wrote a letter, if you would want to write a letter and send it to me, I would love to send it for you to a family member because I truly, truly believe that he will open it. I do, or I could give you even the address. So I think it would be wonderful. I mean, you just, what you're talking about makes so much sense. Talk about the day of silence or you were talking about silence, that you have an event coming up.
Well, we have retreats continuously happening, people coming for silent retreats. And what happens is that silence washes our awareness. And literally, there's a quality of silence that heals our memories, it heals our pain, and the silence embraces our deep joy, our golden essence. So it's very beautiful to spend time in silence because there's a presence to silence that's very healing. And so we encourage people, no matter where they are, to make time for silence because in our noisy world, it's real important. And silence is really, it's perfect medicine in a lot of ways. And I say this as a doctor. It's very healing to have silence in our lives.
When you say that, I can honestly say that, and Donna will attest to this for me, is my mind is, I call it a monkey mind, okay? It jumps around a lot. when I go out into nature, I could give up my possessions and live in nature. And one of the things about St. Francis is he said, all the darkness in the world cannot extinguish the light of a single candle. And, you know, that is, I think, and I'm not sure how you feel about that, but that means that I think it means it has to do with the light within us also, you know, the breath.
Totally. Inside of our hearts is a brilliant, brilliant light. And our minds, our busy minds, it's just a habit. It's just our culture. We're thinking all the time. But there's other cultures where people are much more grounded in their heart, and their awareness is rooted in the heart. And it's not necessary to think all the time. That's why it's important to meditate, no matter what religion you're in, because that brings you into the garden of the heart. And in the garden of the heart, there's a very, very, very bright light. And that light we want to receive. It really, that light is the source of our creativity. It's the source of our love and our joy. It's our source. It's our home. And so in meditation, in all traditions, we're brought to this big, bright, vast light in our hearts. And normal people like you and me can receive it. It's for everybody. We just have to take the time.
Bruce, thank you so much for being with us today. This was wonderful to talk to you. We've been talking to Bruce Davis, author of Love Letters, St. Francis and St. Clair of Assisi Meet Pope Francis. He's also owner of the Silent Stay Retreat Center, and you're going to want to check that out at silentstay.com. Thank you so much, Bruce, and for all the beautiful light and peace and silence that you bring to the world.
Bless you, ladies. It was great meeting you, and I hope you come visit.
We will definitely have to check that out, and thank you very much. And, you know, we are so blessed to be able to visit with such amazing people on our radio show today, you know, and every day. It's just always a delight to see who's doing things, because it's every single one of us. We have our own little piece of the puzzle. And once you find out what that is, you know, you need to let your light shine and do your piece. And that's one of the things that I enjoy about this show, is that we meet so many people who have figured out what their little piece is. And
you know,
they're supposed to express themselves.
You want to know what's really neat about that? I have to say this. Donna, I have a lady, her name is Kathleen. And she would like to know when we are going to interview each other. And so I think that we need to do that.
Oh, that's a good idea.
She says that when she would like to hear a show, because she has our both of us. She goes, now I have Donna's book. And actually, she bought four of your books. And also she has all of my books, and she said she would like us to honor ourselves and interview each other. So you'll have to put that in our schedule.
Okay.
I think that would be a good idea.
That would be fun. Yeah, that would be lots of fun. But I think it is important for everybody to realize that we all have a little piece of the puzzle. And I know sometimes we think like, who am I? And I don't bring anything to the world, or I'm not famous, or I don't do this, that, or whatever. I haven't written an amazing book like Marianne Williamson, or like our guest today, or this or that. But we all bring our light to the world in a very special way. And it might be something little like growing beautiful flowers in your garden that bring smiles to the neighborhood. It might be, you know, you're the person at the check stand that people want to get in your line because you bring so much joy to them.
And you know something? It's totally just, and it is being present. When you're in a hurry, take the time and stop and look. And just, you know, and I wanted to, the person that taught me so much of that is Dr. Patch Adams. And we have a little Bless You book that we do sell on our website. It's at lighttheway.com or kimmyrose.com. And you can also download my app, It's Kimmy Rose on your cell phone now, because I have an app on there, and all the proceeds go to the Gesundheit Institute. So, and that's Patch Adams Institute. So, if you are interested in purchasing, because that's what that book is about.
Mm-hmm.
It's about sharing.
I love that little book. And it is about sharing, and that it's a beautiful, easy, wonderful energy and easy ways to bring joy and light to somebody else.
And you know what? When you do that, it's so amazing, because I just met someone who said, "Didn't I meet you in the bathroom about 2 months ago?" Because that's what I'm like. I'm like, I'll just be this. And then another girl said, "You always talk to people in the bathroom?" I go, "Yeah, that would be me." Because I think, why would I not take that opportunity to meet someone I don't know? I mean, it's fun. It's great. I mean, do it. Because yes. You never, I mean, gosh, why do we ignore people or ignore things in our lives?
Yeah, and we don't look at people. We divert our eyes in that, so we don't have to look them in the face, and we pretend like they're not there. And yeah, we pass people all the time, or we interact with people, and that. You're right. What a wonderful way to, I think it's all about bringing joy and light and love to other people.
I agree 100%. And the more we do that, the more energy and beauty we have in our lives. And I say that, and I say that with a lot of peace, because I know that I could have a really bad day, and it's like a smile makes a difference. And then I'm like, what? That was going to be a whole bad day? I already pre-planned it? No.
You know, I love the way you say that, though. Isn't it true? We almost do pre-plan our bad day, because we're sure we got to do this and we have to do that, and we don't want to do this or see this person or whatever. So already in our mind, like you said, you pre-planned this horrible day that you know you're going to have.
Right. So why don't we
pre-plan a good day?
Yeah. Or as soon as you think it's a bad day, then find something beautiful and go, oh, you know what? That's not real. That's just my mind. Mm-hmm. And then you know what happens? I found out that your mind and your heart work beautifully together when you do that. That you're in the synchronicity between the two. And so Donna, as Donna was here, you were sitting at the kitchen table, I noticed, upstairs. And I never sit up there on my computer, so I started sitting up there. And I'm like, I know why she sat up there, because there's so much light that comes in.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, thank you for that.
Yeah, it's a nice space. And, you know, we're going to have to wrap up in a couple minutes, but I wanted to let everybody know about our upcoming guests. We have Beth Lynch coming back. Beth used to be with us on a pretty regular basis, and she always has so much information to share, and we encourage people to call in if you would like to get a reading. Beth will do a quick reading next week. She is her organization is called Inner Light Teaching, and so if you've listened to our shows in the past, you're probably fully aware of who Beth Lynch is. So we're delighted to have Beth back next week. She'll be our guest. And then we have a special guest coming up on the 16th, Betsy Chassie, who was the co-producer of What the Bleep Do We Know. And she has amazing book out. It's really funny and interesting, but boy, is this book right on the money. It's called Tipping Sacred Cows, so you got to read it. So we've got her coming up on the 16th, so it's going to be the next couple weeks are going to be really fun.
I'm going to have a lot of fun, and we always, I know that we really didn't open up to have you call in, but please feel free to call in. Go over to bbsradio.com and also support the other shows, because there's a lot of wonderful shows, and support the network. Mm-hmm. That's really important. And thank you.
And check out Kimmy's website, kimmyrose.com, because Kimmy always has some really good upcoming events and workshops and things going on. Amazing things that you do, Kimmy. And then check out bellaspark.com for our upcoming events. We have an event next Saturday, or Friday and Saturday. It's called There Is Life After Death for You and Your Loved Ones. It's going to be at the Unity Church in Fort Collins. So if you're in the area, check us out. And be sure and check out Bella Spark Magazine, because we've got really good articles. And I think that's it. We have to wrap up.
Yes. Bless everyone. And I love you. And I want you to remember one thing. Just be happy. Be happy. We'll talk to you next week.
Interviews with Kimmy Rose and Donna Visaki can be heard here every Monday on the PBS Radio Network at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern on Station 1. Visit Kimmy on her website at kimmyrose.com and Donna on her website at bellaspark.com. Thank you for joining us today.